For a long time, you all heard about mission trip, right? Many of you gave, and some sacrificially, so that we could have folks, in particular youth and some of the leaders with the youth, to go on this trip, this particular place that to which we went. I went there for a few days. They suffered the whole week together. But in Macon, Jim McCoy had told me to look up a couple of restaurants in Macon. And Liz said, "Oh, but you really don't want to go to that barbecue place because of where it is." Well, we drove by that barbecue place further into the neighborhood to do work. Today is an opportunity for those who went, I think most are here this morning, those who went, to come and to share for a few minutes each about the trip, what was meaningful to them, what they experienced, and what changes may have taken place, as we also thank you all for what you have done to enable each one to go and to have these experiences. I don't know if Chris wants to say something in opening before we start down the line. I know he's going to say something later. But I'll let Chris come and do this. We may have one person who went downstairs counting. I hope that if he doesn't get up here, that means we got a lot of money.
Thank you. This morning, I just want to give the students and adults that went a chance to just kind of share their experiences with you so that you know that you made a difference, whether you gave financially or just even just prayed for us while we were gone. That really does make a difference for the students and the people of Macon that we came in contact with during the week. We all experience different things. People are at different places in their spiritual growth. And I'm one of those. I'll talk a little bit more about my experience after I give them a chance. But this morning, we're just kind of, there's really no order, or I don't know who's going to speak or who's going to say what. So if they say something that shocks you, it's not my fault. And any stories they tell about me, they might be true, they might not. It's just very informal. Guys, when y'all want to, those that want to speak, come up, or if y'all just want to kind of stay down or whatever. Just let me know when y'all are done so I know it's my turn. Not all of us are here this morning. Like you said, David is downstairs counting money. He went. He experienced change as well, and it was a very helpful thing for him to go. A lot of times, us youth leaders don't have the assistance that we have, and both David and Beth Dixon, as well as Lisa Garrison and others, have helped with the youth on various trips and stuff, and that takes a lot of stress out of me and saves y'all on some chiropractic bills from my neck swiveling everywhere. David endured the week of having most of the girls hanging out with him and walking around campus, so he got his workout. And then Casey went as well, and I think she might share a little bit about her experience actually rooming with several of the girls, which I'm sure is a experience in itself. So, guys, whenever y'all are ready, come up and share, and I look forward to hearing myself what y'all got out of the week.
Hey, everybody. Do I have to say your name? Okay, I'm Abby. Really don't know what I'm saying. But I want to start off by saying thanks for helping giving money. It was a really good trip, and really hope to do it again because we got to meet new friends and we became a better church, a better youth group. We came closer as friends and we know each other a little better. We had fun on the missions. It was really hot. Sweated a lot. I don't know what else to say. Anyway.
Hello, I'm Justin. I just want to say we all had a blast. It was fun. I worked with David. When we were me and him worked together, it was fun. We roomed together and stuff. Dr. Herman was with us. It was fun until he scored it. Everybody started scoring everybody with a hose pipe.
Shouldn't have been standing where you were standing.
Wasn't my fault. Well, I had fun. I held the ladder. Thank you for who gave the money. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
I'm Rebecca. I had a lot of fun. I got to room with Tori all week, which is interesting. And I enjoyed Dr. Hearn's jokes during all the meals we had. And I liked working with at the house I did because at the end of the week, the lady was really happy that we came and painted her house. And she was like crying and waving on our last day as our bus left. And I just want to say thanks for paying for it. Bye.
I'm Tori. I had a lot of fun, like everyone else did. I think we all kind of grew a little bit, some of us more than others. I did room with Rebecca. That was pretty interesting. And I worked with Abby. We worked on one house for most of the week. We were there for, I think, 3 or 4 days. This house, this lady couldn't afford to get it repainted, so we went through and painted the outside of the house before another group came and finished it for us. And then we moved to two other houses that the city's paying for people to live there. And I got to work in the inside of one of them. And if I thought it was hot outside, it was hotter inside that house than it was outside the other one because there was no air. Good Lord. Thanks for paying for us and praying for us out there. I don't think anyone really got hurt on the mission trip. So it was a good time. We all kind of grew together closer. Some of us learned what buttons not to push on other people because they got mad and blew up. And I think what I learned the most on the mission trip was that I really want to help people no matter where it is. I mean, on the last night that we had the service, I kind of cried because I didn't want to go home yet. I still wanted to be there, and I still wanted to go out and help people in Macon. And, yeah. That was kind of it. I'm the last one, by the way.
Good morning. I'm Casey Kerr. I'm Chris's wife. I thoroughly enjoyed this trip. I've been on many mission trips before. Passport was actually my first mission trip when I was 14 or 15. And going back now, I won't tell you how many years later, I don't know. But now as a chaperone, as an adult, it was a totally different experience. Being able to sit back and watch the students learn and grow was a totally different experience in itself. I was put on a group with nobody else from our church, and we were able to go to a school called Stone Academy, and our work site was to play with the children and the students that were there for the summer as their summer camp. And we played court games like basketball and cornhole and foursquare and play on the playground with them. And you could tell that they were super excited to see us because they had other groups, and then of course super sad at the end of the week when we left. And it was a real joy to see other students in my group really take leadership and participate in things and be those leaders and to make friends with those young students and to be a good example. And I heard many conversations about Christ and about the love of Christ that they had. And they do talk about that at the school that we were at. We were able to also go up into a practice session since it was the end of the summer. They were getting ready for their end of the summer program, and they were practicing some songs. And most of you know that I'm a music teacher, so of course that was my highlight of the week, was going up and listening to them sing and watching the choir director there. And we were able to meet the pastor, and he spoke some profound words that I'm so glad the students got to hear. So it was a wonderful experience. I thoroughly enjoyed rooming with the girls that I room with. They were too much fun. and the Bible studies, the group Bible devotions, which I'm sure Chris may talk about too, those were on the very top of my list of my favorite times. Because I thought it was a great opportunity for us to all come back together at the end of the day, the very end of the day, very late at night, and talk about what we learned that day. We all got to share a highlight and a low light of our day, and of course everyone had one, and all the highlights were great, and you really got to see how the students changed and how they were growing. And so I want to personally thank you for allowing us to go on this mission trip. Thank you for those who donated the money so that we could go. It is a huge blessing to be able to have this opportunity for these students to go and experience missions outside of their own atmosphere, and so that they can come back to their own community and have that willingness and desire to want to spread that love and to do more things. So thank you.
It looks like I have 15 minutes to take up now. I thought y'all would talk a little more. Yeah, Dr. Hearn's got to share too. So the possum? They've seen possums before, I'm sure. There was a possum on the side of one of the dorms. They got all excited and took pictures, and it just stood there and looked at them. Eventful time had by all. Yeah, his name was, they named him Peter for some reason. Gotcha. All right. For those of you that weren't at the missions night before we left for Passport, I just want to explain a little bit about what Passport is. It's a week of community missions. We go out to the community of Macon and help with a program called Rebuilding Macon, or they go to, like Casey said, the Stone Academy, which is a summer program for the kids inside the city of Macon to go to and to kind of continue with their education throughout the summertime, and just play and, you know, like a community center with classes, basically. And there was also a community garden, which Jay, the boy on the end, he didn't get to introduce himself, that's Jay. He worked there, and one of our other girls, Sabrina, also worked there. And it's a garden in the middle of a senior community, and provides them with organic foods and nutritious vegetables and fruits and stuff like that. So in teaming with that, the kids also spend time doing Bible study in the mornings. There is breakfast was at 7 o'clock, and they were required to go to that, so they had to get up early. There was scheduled quiet time where they would do morning devotions that were set up for them. Then we go to morning celebration. Morning celebration was a bit of a shock to me because there were beach balls flying around, there were silly dances, there were crazy games, you just don't see that at where I go to school. it was a way to get the kids woken up and moving and ready to go for the rest of the day, because it was a long day. After that was an hour of Bible study. they were split up into groups. I think maybe some of y'all were in a class, in a Bible study with maybe one or two other people from our youth group. So they got to experience other youth ministries, other people from, I think, as far away. One group was from New Jersey, D.C., Washington, D.C. There were some people from Hendersonville, Raleigh, around that area. So they met some new people, met some new youth leaders, and got to hear different takes. The Pathport staff was led by mostly seminary students from the East Coast seminaries. But it was just an opportunity for them to hear from other people than me, which I would like to provide in the future. I might come to some of you and ask if you'd like to come and share with how you've experienced God in your life with the youth on Wednesday nights at some point. So I hope you take the opportunity to come and share with us at some point in time. We worked in the hottest place on the face of the earth for about 3 hours. It was easily over 100 degrees every day. Most of us were painting. Or, like I said, some of them were working in the garden, and some of them were working in school. But I had the opportunity to work with both Abby and Tori throughout the week. I tried to keep a distance. There were about 28 people on our work site, so I had plenty of other things to do. The role of the adult leaders on these mission trips is just to make sure the kids stay safe and to help them if they need help. But most of the work and most of the sharing is done by them. We're just facilitators and mediators throughout the week. So me and some of the other youth pastors, I don't know if many of you have watched movies with Kevin Bacon in them, but there's a game called 6 Degrees to Kevin Bacon that lasted the entire week, where you link a celebrity from one movie to Kevin Bacon in another movie. Ask me about it later if you're interested. We can continue it. But it was also a chance for us as adults to interact with other adults from different areas and different churches and just come together and get different intake and different perspectives, not only on what the Scripture says, but for me, how to relate to students and how to be a better youth minister and a better father too. Throughout the week, we had the opportunities to do different activities. The volleyball tournament was a very short opportunity, from what I understand. The last full day of camp, they have a volleyball tournament between all the churches. And the winner of the church bracket plays the staff for the championship. We had a first round bye, and I don't know what the score was, but apparently the game only lasted 3 minutes. So we will begin our volleyball practice soon for next year. Next year, I would like to give this missions opportunity. I'd like to give that again to the students. I'd like to take more students. We will be doing various things. The mission account is still open. So the cornhole games, I've had different people express interest in those that we made. We will, if you would like one, come and talk to me. Apparently word has gotten out to the community, and I have people that are interested that don't go to this church that want to buy some. So instead of auctioning them off, what we'll do is we'll just set a price for them and we'll get them to you when we can. Those of you that won the auction for the last set, we are currently painting those, and we should get those out to you soon. The DVDs also, I'm still working on getting all the pictures together. We had about 8 different cameras going around all week, plus the staff also took pictures. So we'll get those out to you, and we'll make sure that everybody gets one. Whether you gave money or not, you'll get one, because we were so excited to come back and share with you guys how we grew that week and the experiences that we had. My experience is a little different. Very rarely do I read things word for word. The kids know that I'm kind of all over the place with my lessons at sometimes. But this morning I wanted to kind of get my thoughts down on paper and kind of organize them, because I wanted the church to understand a little bit about how I grew, because not only is it their job to grow, it's our job to grow too, not just as church members, but as ministers to these students. The theme of the week was treasure. And we kind of started off studying the scripture, of studying some of the parables in Matthew. One of them was Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 46. It says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has to buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value went and sold all that he had and bought it." And with those verses in mind, I like to read just kind of my reflection on the week. The week of the mission trip, treasure was discovered in different places and in different ways. It gave us time to think about what our treasure is and how it aligned with the treasure Jesus describes in the Scripture. In Matthew 13, verses 44 through 46, we see Jesus compare two different treasures to the kingdom of heaven. We see that we should not store up treasures that can be stolen or fade away or rust. Instead, we should build up treasures that last for eternity and do whatever it takes to obtain those treasures. The treasures that I wanted to direct our team to were the experiences of God during the week. There was a camp store where they could buy t-shirts and as well as other materials. And we went to the World of Coca-Cola where they could buy more souvenirs. But the t-shirts would eventually not fit or wear out, or the way our kids are, lose them. The souvenirs would lose their newness and eventually be sold or thrown away, but the experiences will stay with us for eternity. I wish that I would have had a video camera for the first couple of days. We drove into the parking lot of Mercer University to a screaming welcome of the experiences that the week would bring by the Passport staff. It was at this point that I noticed the shocked and uncomfortable looks of both the students and the adults that were crammed into our 15-passenger rental van. I realized that in my busyness to prepare our team for the work, Bible study, and how to set a Christian example by following dress codes, that I had failed to prepare us for the experience of the trip itself. I am by far not a perfect human being, leader, or Christian. The students are reminded of this by the many apologies for my various mood swings under stressful situations, my own hypocrisies, my teasing, but in a loving way, and my sometimes too bold and too direct ways of trying to correct behavior or education of how students react to their world that is not how God wants to be represented. The first 24 hours of our trip, I spent trying to force our timid and shocked crew into participating in the silly games, strange group dances, childish songs, and general immature actions. Even during worship time, I find myself wanting to tell our group to sing, take notes, and participate in worship. This only added to the lack of comfort as well as my stress. The walk from where we had chapel to our apartment took about 10 minutes. This was just enough time for God to remind me that I am not the one who decides how others experience God. He has made each one of us unique, and so we experience God in our own unique ways. While others may not sing, take notes, or do silly dances, it is also important for them to know that we must go beyond ourselves and our own comfort level in order to ever experience how much further God can take us. It was our second night there, that once again, I apologize for trying to force our group to participate. I wasn't going to do it anymore. I did, however, inform them that we only get out what we were willing to put into the week ahead. We were all blessed with various treasures or experiences during the week. Some grew closer to God. Some experienced freedom. Some experienced a calling. Some experienced acceptance. There were also times that we reflected on memories of experiences from our past, some good and some a little painful. The experiences and treasures of the week resulted in a couple of decisions to apply for internships for Passport Missions next year. It seemed that no one wanted to leave. It is important to realize that the same treasures that we build up at camp can be gained anywhere we are. The only difference is location. The best way to share God with others is to talk about what He has done in our lives. The opposite of good is not evil, it's apathy. If there is apathy, there can be no experience. With no experience, there is no growth. With no growth, there is no discipleship. We cannot share God with others if we haven't taken the opportunity to experience God ourselves. Several of the students had a really hard time leaving during the week, or at the end of the week. They finally had found a place where they were accepted for who they were. Several of them finally found purpose. There were many who just didn't want to go back to a normal life. What they experienced at camp was something very special. But in saying that, here's where the change comes, guys. The only difference between God there and God here is what you're willing to do here. When we were there, you were on a schedule. You had to be in different places at different times. You were forced to be in contact with people that you didn't know already. You were forced to get out of your comfort zone, whether by me or by their schedule. But the same things you experienced at camp, getting to know new people, getting to help people, getting to serve, those are the same things you can do here. You just got to get out of the house to do it. You got to go beyond yourself and go beyond your group of people that you hang out with at school to get to know the new people. You can never get a chance of being accepted by other people if you never take the chance, if you never go outside of who you are and let other people know who you are. Those experiences that we built up at camp can be built up here too. You just have to give God the opportunity to give you those experiences and to talk to you through the people that you're around. Y'all hear me tell stories about things that happened to me years ago all the time. Some have been repeated so many times you've memorized my life. There's no reason that you guys can't have the same kind of stories to tell other people so that other people can know who God is. By the way that God reveals Himself in your past and how He helps you grow in your future. It's all in what you're willing to do. We talked about apathy upstairs and how nothing can happen, good or bad, if you don't do anything. Bad things are going to happen. The Bible doesn't say that Christians are going to have it easy. Matter of fact, it tells us that, and they've heard me say this many times, that bad things are going to happen. But the way God works and the way God sees, or the way people see God in our lives, is how we react and what God does with those bad situations after they've happened. That's what I learned through the week. My growth is for the week wasn't to try to control the situation going on, but how to adjust and let God show Himself through my reaction and how He can handle situations, whether good or bad. Any of you that like to sail, I like to be on a boat. I don't get the opportunity, but I watch crab fishing shows and stuff all the time. It drives Casey crazy. But I kind of, thought of it as trying to fight the wind. You don't get anywhere by trying to fight the wind. The fastest way to get somewhere when you're in a boat is to adjust the sail, catch the wind, and let it guide you. So get out of the house, experience things, get out of yourself, meet some new people. Let God change you in order that you can change others.
I am going to take a few minutes, so we are going to run over a few minutes. But then again, you all who were here for breakfast ate enough that we can run over a few minutes. I guess David's still counting money or going to the bank. Or David, would you like to come up here and say something? Would you like to come up here and say something? All right. You don't have to, but if you would like to, please do.
I really enjoyed it. Appreciate all the money that was given to go. I enjoyed being with our youth. They kept me busy. But it was a good experience for me too. That's about it for me. That's about it.
Okay. He did a lot of work. I will tell you that I got there on Tuesday morning, and I was dressed to work. Not like most of the others were dressed. I had on, because when I get out to work, I had on jeans and a long sleeve shirt in the middle of Macon in the middle of the summer. It's all right, I wore jeans and a long sleeve shirt the next day too. But I found out pretty quickly that the leaders don't mind speaking to you, because Chris said adult supervisors are supposed to do just that, supervise, although David did a lot of supervising from a ladder. I climbed up on a ladder to the peak to take a brush and scrape, and tried not to scrape the wood because it was rotting, for the fascia boards and all, and the ladder was about 8 feet too short, so I stood where you're not supposed to, and when I came down, one of the leaders said, "You know, Steve, the youth are supposed to..." I said, "Not on that ladder, they're not." But we did experience a lot. I got to know some of the youth better, some of them even... I have a greater appreciation for Rebecca because she laughed at my jokes. A lot of them surrounding food and other things. But more so, it was just the bonding and to watch the different things that went on with the youth and as they reacted with each other, as well as other folks on job site and at other times. Yes, Jay worked gardening, and beside him, Kay, and they're both wearing black. Y'all who've seen the movie know what I'm talking about. Jay and Kay Lee worked very, very hard. Kaylee had to put up with her dad during the week too, but she didn't mind, actually. But everyone, Tori, Jesse's not here, Sabrina's not here. Several of our youth were campers of the day from the day before, because they did so much above and beyond on the job site what they were expected to do, and were constantly looking at things. We even experienced the love boat soon will be making another run. Tori won on the night of the dance that they had, and a nautical theme. Tori won the costume, and she looked like Captain Steubing with hair.
She still doesn't know the love boat, but when she walked out dressed like a cruise captain, I started singing the love boat, and I promised you I would do that today, did I not? See, I keep my promises. I keep my promises. There was a lot of fun, but there was a lot of growth, and there was a lot of hard work. I guess one of the high points of the week, and I've shared this with some of you all, the part of the week that I was there, had to have been on the first day that I was there, after being up on the ladder and working and watching youth work and everything else. And at the end of the time, everyone gathered together after you gathered up the paintbrushes, which they need to invest more in paintbrushes next year, because we were using the same paintbrushes that had been used 8 weeks before and not completely cleaned. But to stand around in the yard and to then at the end have one person to pray. And as this person stepped out of the circle to have the prayer, suddenly there was an older woman and a younger man who were living in this house that was being painted, scraped and painted, and other things being done. Birdshot and buckshot holes all across the back of the house in the vinyl siding. And just as this person started to pray, I felt a hand on his shoulder. Justin was standing to my right, so I thought, well, maybe that's Justin. But it wasn't, because I turned and looked, and the guy stepped between us and put one hand on my shoulder and one hand on Justin's shoulder and joined in the prayer. Talking with him earlier when I was there, that would be one of the last things I would have thought he would have done. But because of what folks were doing and being non-judgmental, William did a wonderful job this morning. The Sunday school lesson was about criticizing and being non-judgmental, but there to help and to share. I hope that the change will be something that will last a long time with him. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus said, I was hungry, you gave me food. Thirsty, you gave me something to drink. Naked, you clothed me. Sick and in prison, and you visited me. And the people on his right said, Lord, when did we see you in all of these situations? And when did we see you in need of a house being painted, or carpet being ripped up, or other repairs being done? Or when did we see you when you were out on the street corner and just needed a kind word or a glass of water? And Jesus said, when you did it to the least, to those who were different, to those who were down and out, not only did it to me, you did it for me. That's what this is about. And it's not just always about going to Africa or Macon or Canada or any place else in the world except home. And I think that's one of the things, and that's one of my hopes, is that was learned here, is we can do these things at home as well as somewhere else and get just as excited at home. Feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, lifting up brothers and sisters in need. It's something that we, when we become Christians, if we really think about it, it's something that we promise to be about. Our closing hymn is hymn number 676. O Jesus, I have promised to serve Thee to the end. That doesn't mean the end of the day. That means to the end of our lives. So as we stand and as we sing, and I know you all will want to speak with these folks afterwards, but as we stand and as we sing, O Jesus, I have promised, our altar is open for any decision that you might feel led to make. Hymn number 676.